Beginning tomorrow, May 1st, this music will signal a spot from Valley Life for All's inclusion campaign. KDNK listeners can expect to hear a brief story each Tuesday and Thursday at 2:15 p.m., highlighting the personal challenges of a particular community member.
With the inclusion campaign, and really our overall vision, is to build inclusive communities where people of all abilities belong and contribute.
That's Debbie Wild, Executive Director of Valley Life for All.
Each story that we'll bring each month has a different story, a different person, and a different kind of issue that we deal with. And there would be a question that we pose, and we're asking people to join in that dialogue. You know, we'll hear a story from someone who's got two prosthetics, right? And she says, no, it's okay, approach me, ask me about that. A parent who has a child who has a cognitive disability or abilities, right? Just ask me. So what we want to do is ask those very folks themselves, you know, the people who have no legs, what it's like and how we can talk to them or approach them or how they can be involved in our community. So we really want to bring that conversation, as opposed to, I think we've all tried to hide that. It's just uncomfortable, right? So we don't talk about it. We want to talk about it.
What qualifies a disability?
All the way from diagnosable mental health issues to cognitive disabilities, to emotional disabilities, to physical disabilities. So you can imagine the wide range of that. Now, I always say we all have some. You know, I wear glasses when I read, right? I always tease the folks in my Rotary Club that when people come to speak, yeah, they have to use a microphone because not everybody can hear well. Well, that is a disability on some part. The idea of understanding that we all have challenges is one of, I think, the important pieces about this campaign.
We all have different abilities is another way to frame this. Instead of some have disabilities and some don't, we all have abilities.
It's a struggle, right? Because our language is what we use, of course, to communicate and try to have a point of reference. And we really want to take the dis out of disability. But we almost can't do that without first saying disability, right? So that people have a place of reference. And then we want to redefine that as challenge and or as different abilities.
And what's the broader impact of educating people about inclusion?
Bringing people into the community as opposed to kind of hanging out in their living rooms, which is what happens very often. So we see more vibrant and involved community. They have much to give to us, and we're missing some of that. CMC, in their common read that they just did, brought in a fellow who was the first blind person to reach the summit of Mount Everest. One of the things he said is that people with disabilities are often thought as particularly inspirational. So sometimes we put people on a pedestal and we just say, oh, they're a great inspiration for us. But what he said, that's all well intended, and he appreciates it. And I've heard other people say this as well. Family, love, pain, those are all the things we experience. And he talks about, you know, those are some of the biggest challenges, more so than being blind and climbing Mount Everest, is living every day, right, as a part of a community. People say, don't make me your inspiration. Just bring me to the table. You know, I just want to belong.
So is it fair to say that the goal of the inclusion campaign isn't to give any special treatment to people with these challenges, but rather it's to open up to receiving the gifts that those people have to offer the community?
Well stated, exactly. Yeah, we are missing out on gifts, and that collectively we're a better community if we're an inclusive community.
So when you hear this music, you'll know what to expect. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.